of the darkness and into the light. It's the This Woman Knows podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of the This Woman Knows podcast. I'm your host, author, and filmmaker, Lisa Ann Alexander. This podcast is dedicated to sharing lessons learned and personal stories on the evolution of becoming. Sometimes you and I will have a one-on-one conversation, and other times we'll have amazing guests. But hopefully each episode will leave you inspired, motivated, and yes, even challenged. Pride Month is coming to an end, so for this episode, I wanted to honor my uncle who died during the height of the AIDS epidemic. Enjoy the show, everyone. It seems the major divides in this country are often centered around one's personhood. Are Black people truly human? Can enslaved folks be Christians? Should women have autonomy over their own bodies? Should gay people have the right to marry? If you're melanated, regardless of the hue, non-Christian, female, gay, bi, trans, or fall anywhere on the LGBTQ plus color palette, or heaven forbid be any combination of these, well, there is likely a hotly debated topic about your person. June is Pride Month, a celebration of LGBTQ plus rights and culture. It was started after the Stonewall riots in 1969, and its celebration has spread across the world, but not without a whole lot of resistance and bloodshed. Growing up Christian meant holding the belief that being gay was an abomination. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers are all so clearly identified as abominations. But the folks who commit such don't garner the same level of ire and hatred as LGBTQ plus folks. LGBTQ plus bodies have always carried the brunt of what is considered abominable. And so for a long time, I kept quiet. There were people in my family that I knew and loved who were part of this community. And my uncle was one of them, Mr. Michael Daniels. He was one of the youngest of 9 children. He was smart, he was handsome, he was funny, and he was also one of the few aunts and uncles who didn't find pleasure in making me cry. He was one of the few that didn't torment me in my childhood. However, I do think he's responsible for this scar in the center of my forehead. I think it was him chasing me around my grandma's house, and I fell on a nail and ended up needing stitches. But still, I loved him. Even though I didn't know a whole lot about him. And the sad truth is, I don't remember much either. Experts say that blocking out whole parts of your life is a normal reaction to certain life experiences. You can only remember the tragic parts. The good parts you need family and friends to fill in. But that's another show. I do know that at the time, he was one of the few people in my family that had gone to college, and this inspired me to do the same. At one point, I even wanted to be a college professor. That didn't happen, but I owe the very thought of higher education to him. My Uncle Michael died in the 90s during the height of the AIDS epidemic. When he passed, there were only whispers on why he died so young. Rumors that his lifestyle had incurred God's wrath and he received the ultimate punishment. I have a question though. Why aren't those with haughty eyes or lying tongues, which are equally abominable, met with a similar fate? Why do some who lie on innocent young men result in their torture and death graced with freedom and long life? I'm just asking. This Pride Month, I officially came out as an LGBTQ plus ally. It's risky and quite honestly scary, but not wanting bodies harmed because of the color of their skin or their LGBTQ plus status makes all the sense in the world to me. So to my incredibly handsome, kind, and smart Uncle Michael, who didn't get a chance to live to see this day, rest in peace. You are loved and fondly remembered. Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another episode of This Woman Knows podcast. For show notes, blog posts, guest booking information, and sponsorship opportunities, visit us online at www.thiswomanknows.com today.